X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden praising American military forces who helped Israel shoot down most of the drones and missiles fired by Iran last night. The president says he'll coordinate a global response to Tehran's attack. The Pentagon says U.S. forces shot down dozens of missiles and drones launched from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen that were headed toward Israel. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Well, Tehran's massive attack has largely been a failure, a senior official saying that Iran's intent was clearly to be highly, highly destructive, causing significant damage and death in Israel.
Sources tell ABC News no final decision has been made about a response to Iran's attack. American Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood.
If Iran or its proxies take actions against the United States or further action against Israel, Iran will be held responsible.
This is ABC News. A couple of weeks after yet another stronger-than-expected employment report from the Labor Department, it issues this other more frequent snapshot.
The weekly jobless claims report will be released on Thursday. Last week showed the number of Americans who filed for first-time claims fell to a five-week low of 210,000 the previous week.
Another effect of the cost of borrowing from ABC's Jim Ryan.
High interest rates are not just a home buyer's problem. Nationwide used vehicle dealer CarMax says sales at the latest quarter were up just 0.1%, with car buying crimped by high interest rates and a lack of used car supply.
Famous news photos seen on TV and in print media worldwide, snapped by Gene Herrick, included Rosa Parks being fingerprinted after refusing to move to the back of a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. Herrick worked for the Associated Press covering the Korean War, but he said not only wars were dangerous, he said he had guns put at his chest in riots in the South. Herrick's died at 97. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. We'll be right back.
but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.
Kicking off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of work on Max Inc. on Civic Media. That was Embers, Ignition before that. Work is playing a show this Thursday at Ope Brewing Company in Milwaukee. That's a fun name to say, Ope Brewing Company. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Appreciate you. Coming up this hour, we've got original local music from Wisconsin from Geology Club, plus the Earthlings, and later we'll dip into some blues
with the Blues Disciples and Kelsey Miles. Plus, we'll check in with Terry Barr and Barr Notes. Right now, it's brand new music from Slow Pulp. This is Fishes from their latest album, Yard. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media on a Sunday night. We are local music.
Thank you. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
streamers, the new deprived.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Elephonic and Durango Town. Geology Club before that. They were the winners of Rockconson last year. That was appreciation of what could have been, and Casio from the Earthlings in that set as well. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. We got the Blues Disciples and Terry Barr with Bar Notes next.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rockonson wants you. Check out rockonson.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonson.org. Rockonson, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Hey everyone, Terry Barr here with your bar notes. A few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from around the state. Let's start in Northeast Wisconsin and a chance to show off your talents at the Glow Within Showcase. More Entertainment is hosting this event at the Live Lounge on Velp Avenue in Green Bay and inviting you to share your skills, whether it's art, music, poetry, or comedy. The showcase is set for Sunday night, April 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. Show up at the lounge or text to sign up ahead. Here's the number, 920-489-7226. Again, text this number to sign up for the showcase at 920-489-7226. Over to Oshkosh now, where the public school district should be showing off. After learning NAM, the National Association of Music Merchants, is honoring Oshkosh as one of the nation's best communities for music education. Here's School Superintendent Dr. Brian Davis.
Our kids have done a phenomenal job. You know, ultimately, it's them performing and working at their craft, and they have a lot of opportunities.
Now, this is the first year Oshkosh is being honored. Hudson Schools, that's in far northwest Wisconsin, holds the state record for earning Best Communities for Music Education 20 years in a row. Watertown and Fort Atkinson are being honored for the 13th year. The association named more than 900 schools all across the country as Best Communities for Music Education. And now we're off to Thanesville, a suburb of Milwaukee near Mequon, and word of a new live music bar opening next month. It's going to be called the Baree, and there will be live music Fridays, a double header on Saturdays starting in the afternoon. The Baree schedule is booked with music starting in mid-May and already through a large part of the summer. It's in the historic Main Street district of Thanesville. Some of you may remember it as the Chiel. Thanks to all of you who support the artists playing all of the notes at live music bars and venues all across the state. I'm Terry Barr with your Bar Notes on Max Inc. Radio.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When the gravity train is rolling, don't drag a feet. It happens every day. When they're going good, don't get in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag a feet. Look out now! see a glass half full. She said, now don't confuse yourself, believe in all that bull. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet. Every day, so when they're going good, don't stand in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet.
Put your hands up if you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up if you're innocent, it'll be clear. Be innocent. to compromise. I was a fool about your kiss, but I ain't got none of this. No, I was a fool. I was a fool. Think you felt the same. Believing that maybe you'd change. You're thinking that you got me, boy, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Now you're never, ever gonna fool me again.
From Kelsey Miles on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts before that with Hands Up. And the Blues Disciples in there too with Gravy Train. Miles Nielsen, he's in St. Louis on Thursday, heading to the Twin Cities on Sunday. He'll be back in Wisconsin after that, including a show on Saturday, May the 4th, with the Mascot Theory at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton. Of course, the Mascot Theory, they were live in the lair last night. Absolutely rocked it. You can hear the encore performance at 9 o'clock tonight here on Civic Media. Coming up at 10 is Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. And the 8 o'clock hour, we got Rocker's Closet and Essential Last Crack. That's all coming up. Plus, we're going to try to squeeze in some Louie and the Flash Bombs and the American Dead in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's brand new Cat and the Hurricane. We debuted this song last night. Here it is again. It's Caffeine and Alcohol. Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the the caffeine and alcohol in my caffeine, got alcohol.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with the American Dead and Goner. Cat and Hurricane before that with their brand new song, Caffeine and Alcohol. What do you think of that new Cat and Hurricane? It's pretty cool, huh? We're going to hear more of that, I'm sure, on Max Inc. Radio. And don't forget Aaron's 42nd birthday bash from the American Dead, the big sexy compilation release party, all because of your contributions to the GoFundMe for Aaron. That's happening on Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th. At the Red Mouse. Hey, Essential Last Crack is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, we'll rummage around in Rocker's Closet as well. Plus, the replay or the encore performance of The Mascot Theory live in the Lairs coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, it's brand new music from Louie and the Flash Bombs. Ah, I love this song. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Echoes of days gone by, echoes of the echoes and beyond. Meet all the times today, meaning that we meet later on. Why you wanna be like that?
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.